Welcome to another episode of Benevolent Order Disagreement Society, B-O-D-S, back in the flesh. To my right, I always have Carlo.
Like iTunes is made out of flesh now.
Absolutely flesh. I love him already. He's got a cough, but he's good. He's living, he's breathing. To my left, I have...
Hello.
Scott, maybe not you have. You may have not. I've been in what I think it was a fight, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that means you were
so I probably was not in a fight. I'm a pacifist. I'll pay people to fight for me.
Bullshit.
You're a pacifist.
I'm a huge pacifist.
You're not a fucking pacifist.
What are you talking about? I try to be a pacifist.
You're not a fucking pacifist.
I'm not a fighter.
I can tell you a story about Dylan not being.
No, pacifist, the pacifist means
it's John, it's John. John's a pacifist.
I'm a fucking pacifist. I choose not to fight.
Yeah, but your bear claw is going to rip my head off any moment. That's scary.
There's the difference between you and Scott. Scott chooses not to fight. You get angry and in situations where you can fight, but you don't necessarily get to.
Take your shirt off and holler at the top of your lungs. Dancing around. Dancing around.
That was on my birthday.
If you look at averages, I'm way below average in fighting compared to the group of friends that we have.
That's probably true.
Very below. Well, I'm a numbers guy.
But
that's what I.
But you're probably the only person I know.
You're my best friend, and you fight all the time. So obviously, it makes me look like I don't fight at all. It makes me look way better in terms of fighting percentages.
Out of the four people in this room, I know probably all three of you have taken your shirts off and tried to fight somebody. But only Dylan.
I haven't taken my shirt.
Only Dylan on my birthday when I was passed out three blocks away.
That's a completely
in the gutter.
Really gutter. Fight move. The taking off the shirt to fight move.
He didn't fight me, man.
I know, but it's stupid. It's like, why are you taking off your shirt?
They don't fight you because I couldn't kick his ass.
Look,
I knew he didn't want to fight a naked guy.
You see nipples, motherfucker.
You don't want to fight a naked guy. You don't want to fight a naked guy. It's just something
don't
you don't do. You don't want to touch it. I'm sweaty.
Heads, man.
I was in bar 107. You know how hot it is in there? I was dancing for 2 hours. Pits were just draining.
Disgusting. Yeah, it's really... Yeah, you don't want to sweat during a fight.
But wasn't
that's,
it only...
That's the thing during a fight that
slippery.
They don't like.
Wasn't it,
no,
you
no,
took
no.
your shirt off when you were across the street?
Put it on a fucking, fucking meter. A parking meter. Hung out there. And a jacket, too.
So right. it's saying, I don't care about my face or knuckles... But this shirt...
It was a DG shirt. I got it in Vegas.
That's ridiculous.
I've heard it said once that you don't worry about the guy dancing around yelling at the top of his lungs. You worry about the guy that's standing in front of him solid as a rock and quiet as the grave. That's what you fucking worry about.
Zachism!
Zachism number one. It's been a couple weeks
since we heard one. I was involved in a fight situation where Dylan was that guy dancing around the quiet guy.
I knew I had you working. Same. I knew if I needed you, I had you. So I could be fucking... I was bringing the promotion. I was like Muhammad
Ali.
You
know what happened that night?
Well, think about it this way.
Not really,
the reason there's the guy with the shirt off dancing around is because he knows that the solid guys are there. The solid guys were there, and he was all by himself.
Solid as a rock, quiet.
I'm in bed like a baby.
I'm
in bed like
this.
A baby. I'm sleeping like my...
I was standing there. Quiet as a grave.
Quiet as a grave.
I was solid as a rock.
Hey, now everybody just calm
quiet
down, right? Let's just talk about this.
But you guys have been in fights. I mean, Carl, I've seen you fight. I've been in a fight with you. I've been in a fight with you against somebody else. Explain, either one of you, explain to me, like... What gets you into a fight? Why do you get in a fight? Or give me some details on what the last fight you were in. Like,
I don't even remember the last fight, but it's not. I think every man needs to get punched in the face at one point in their life.
I want to hear about this article you were reading. Before we started recording, Carlo was saying something about an article where you can't trust a man that's been punched in the face.
That hasn't been punched in the face.
Hasn't.
I believe that you it says a lot about how you deal with things. If you get punched in the face and you deal with it by dropping to the ground, curling in a ball, and hoping you don't get your ass kicked, that's one thing. Or if you deal with it by fighting back and saying, this guy is not, I'm going to hit this guy twice as hard as he hits me, it says a lot about who you are and a lot about what your role is in that society. I think that when people got together as, you know, an organized civilization, that had a lot to do with it. There was a lot of wars and blood and killing that got us to the point where we are today. But now we're in a sense in a society where you can live your whole life as a pacifist if you want.
And never lay your fist into another man's face.
As somebody that's more evolved or, you know, in a higher place mentally than some brute that has to fight. But the thing is, the only reason that you're allowed to do that is because it's on the backs of these people that have fought and continue to fight.
But why do you seek out a fight? Why do you go to a bar?
You never seek out a fight.
You were seeking out a fight the last time we went out.
That's exactly why I'm saying everybody needs to get punched in the face. Because once you've been in a fight, and you've actually been hit, and you've hit somebody, and you realize that it hurts on both the giving and the receiving. Your hand hurts. You're going to get hit, too. You're going to be out of breath. You're probably going to puke a little bit if you've been drinking. It fucking hurts. And it
probably
sucks.
Have.
And you learn a lot. It's like a very intimate thing, because you're with this guy now on the TV and all this fucking shit. You see, like, guy, like, punches a dude in the face, you know, and he falls to the floor and he stands over him triumphantly. No, that's
a they live
like
fight. The they live
no,
fight.
No, you know, it fucks you up.
Yeah,
in the nose.
Yeah, no, it fucks you up. Like, it's the, you get hit.
And see.
Yeah, I start watering, you know.
You hit somebody and you realize that, oh shit, I'm actually locked into combat with this person and it's going to take a lot to put this person down.
Well, why do you make
and
him put
a am I going to be able to do that? So once you have been in a fight, it's kind of like you have a switch.
Why do you make me put on a $500 suit to go out with you just to see you get in a fight? And
well,
I have to get a fight.
Last time I went in this
$500 suit.
Or like you make, you know, you're like, oh,
you're
like,
this guy in a $500 suit, get me a fight,
and then he'll get drunk and we'll drink scotch, and then it's like, oh, I really want to fucking
you don't
fight
even
that
fucking
guy.
Remember that. I was the one that reminded you about that.
What are you talking about? No, I'm talking about before.
Oh.
What? What are you talking about?
I
have to put some backstory here.
In Vegas.
Dylan's painting out Carla to be Axel fucking Foley right here.
He is, man. The guy's crazy.
Is this the man who ruined the buffet at the Herald Club?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Axel Foley.
I just stopped you in Vegas for the bachelor party. You were in your suit, and there was a guy, and you were going to fight him in your suit, and you were really drunk. It was really early in the morning.
Well,
and I was like, dude, you're too nice of a suit to fight some guy. Even the guy was like, look, I want to kick your ass. But you look sharp.
Where was this?
I don't remember, but I know that there was...
I
was probably asleep.
I was definitely... we were all... It was a four-day bender.
Well, there's the thing. Like, I don't seek a fight, but I know that I can handle myself. So if somebody says some shit to me, like, it's a switch. Like, it's like, okay, I'm just going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. And then they keep going, and it's like, okay, fuck you. Like, you deserve to get punched in the face because... Probably nobody's done it to you.
Do you remember at Good Luck Bar when you were super drunk and you just like, there's a stool, right? There's two guys sitting on a stool and we were sitting at the table and you just kept pushing the guy's stool?
I actually don't remember.
And you were like, and the guy's like, what the fuck? I was kept my hand on this guy's like, what the fuck?
Like, what
stop
you,
it.
Describe it.
Stop it. Two guys sitting in a bar at a stool. There's a
what
booth.
What did they look like?
I don't remember. I was super drunk, but not
Scott,
drunk like
it,
you.
Scott,
okay, one guy probably looked like he deserved to be punched in the face.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, he was just kind of like a street punker.
How can
dude.
You look like you deserve to get punched?
You can definitely
face.
Look like
no.
you deserve to be punched in the face.
Yeah, he wasn't doing anything.
No, he wasn't doing anything. He
That's
probably he didn't actually deserve.
What did he look like?
Okay, probably in your
Christopher
drunken...
Christopher Lambert.
I can't remember either.
In your drunken state of mind, you probably thought that he looked like...
He probably looked like...
What was wearing?
He was just he was like a street punker looking dude with like a bleached...
Love you, Sean.
It was. I don't think it was bleached, but it was just a light denim jacket, but the kind of the denim jacket with black fabric and black and the silver spike studs all over it.
Oh,
and he had like huge mutton chops and slick backed
like
hair.
Like gutter punk kind of.
Just
kind of
like a street punk gutter punk kind of guy that he was just hanging out with his friends, having you know, not doing. I don't even think he looked at you once.
Yeah. This as a disclaimer, I had been drinking whiskey and scotch all night, so I don't remember this actual.
And walking in the middle of the street before then.
I don't remember that.
Dodging cars.
Anyways, go ahead.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much it. You were kicking his stool. Basically, he was at the bar and you were about 4 feet behind him sitting in a booth.
Yeah.
He was ordering a drink. He was sitting in a stool. He stood up to order a drink, and I think in your mind you were like, this is gonna be really funny. I'm gonna kinda nudge his stool out of the way with my foot. And so if you can picture Carlo, all 5'9" of him, stretching out of his booth. With his foot out
that's
at about a
generous.
45 degree angle.
That's being generous.
On a good day.
And just nudging with basically his middle pinky toe. I don't even know if you have a middle pinky toe.
Middle
but
pinky toe?
Just nudging and grazing the stool out of the way. So if the guy sat down.
Just a constant nuisance.
He would have fallen over and been upset. And then Carla would have had a big laugh.
Yeah,
and instead, you nudged it a little too hard, and it hit him in his hamstring, and he turned around. And was like, "What the fuck?"
And you were wearing a jean
and
jacket
then,
and white pants.
Yeah,
the guy's like, "I'm gonna spill on your pants, and may ruin your evening."
What?
So the guy's like, turns on, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? What are you doing? And you're just like, and you just sat in your little booth in your little white fucking creme de la French pants or whatever the fuck.
Like, this guy's trying
and
to
you just look at him, you look at him, and you go, what? Yeah. And the guy's just like, what the fuck is this guy? What? And so he kind of puffs up a little bit, but then his friend's like,
I was looking at the drink.
Not a good idea.
I was like, no, I'm going to get the. Oh, what's happening? I don't know. I just sat down. There's no one else to sit.
So then he goes back to his friends.
Let me look at this menu here. Oh, no one's texting me. Oh, no one's texting me. I just want to look at my phone.
I was just saying, what?
Yeah.
You just looked at him dead in the eye when he was like, what the fuck, bro? Or whatever he said. You just looked at him and just dead in the eye and go, what? What? Like, you definitely just wanted to fight somebody there.
Yeah,
night.
You wanted to fight. You were seeking out a fight.
So that's kind of why. It's like, why do you think you wanted to fight?
I think, just from you describing the guy.
Just from the primordial instinct that you
was,
wanted to wipe
it was the fact that I was drinking.
It's a physical thing?
Drinking.
You seek out physicality when you're
drinking. And I got to a point where, you know, shit turns off. Like, you're, you know, you can't
do. Is it because
he
looks different than you?
You can't do.
There is
like,
a certain level
I'll
of learn,
I'll forget, you know, words in Spanish that I know. It's like, that. Like, it brings you down. I was at an animal level. I was probably blacked out, so it was more like a pure fucking animal level.
Yeah,
I see this
out.
Guy who has fucking studs.
He looked
and
different
patches.
Than you, basically.
He
you
looked different
you
than
didn't
me.
Like him because he looked
yeah,
different.
Yeah,
come
mean.
On. Like, you've never been
problem with this country.
To just start a fight with.
Well, me?
No!
No,
I don't either.
Myself
really.
Here, I probably looked
I
at him
either.
And thought, like, yeah, it'll be probably, it'll have a laugh if I move a stool and he tries to sit down.
No, 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 no. No, it was definitely you thought it would be funny if you did
but
that.
No,
and he
but
fell.
By seeing him, I could tell that he wasn't gonna do shit.
That's kind of what the point that I was trying to
I
get
hope
to.
Not.
You're living in Hollywood. Who can you look at without that assumption? Yeah.
Seriously. I don't think you would have been a very good fighter in that fight. You would have fallen on your feet. You would have swung and fallen face first
no,
in the fucking concrete.
I think,
well,
you
I
were
think,
blacked out, man.
No, no. In the state of mind that he was in predatory, I want to get
his
someone.
Balance out. Would have been way off, though.
His balance might have been off, but he would have.
Yeah. Well, everyone just had to grab him at one point, and then. It was a small area. But what I'm saying is, like,
let me analyze what you just did. You just, I said to grab him at one point, and then you just kind of leaned over. Like, you were just going to grab him and fall to the ground?
Yeah,
I
was going to take him to the ground.
And,
like,
and
then I was
going to lay there?
No,
and...
yeah, cuddle.
You know, the bar?
Be the small spoon. Like, yeah.
Zach, what about you? Do you have...
Side note.
Everybody.
You ever
call
him with a girl?
Yeah,
be the small spoon. It's a nice change.
Oh, no, I like that a lot.
Give us a fighting story, Zach. You have a lot of them.
Well, fuck. Let's go.
Well, why don't
actually?
No,
he's never there for it.
We were on the thing of why, right? Why do it? I think it's the same thing as like why I knew that guy wasn't gonna do shit because too many men today, aren't capable of doing shit.
Okay, well, I'm on the exact opposite of that spectrum where you guys are saying whatever you're saying, but I am a pacifist. I choose not to fight, and I mean we've been friends for a long time. You read an article saying you can't trust someone that's never been punched in the face. I've never been punched in the face.
How the fuck?
And I think I'm also a pretty trustworthy guy. So what do you think about that?
You might be the exception to the rule.
I agree with you on certain levels. I mean...
You don't seek out fights, though.
I don't think Zach does. But Zach is the enforcer because Zach has a strong bond of friendship with most of his friends. And if he sees a friend in trouble... No matter if that friend is right or wrong in their battle, Zach comes to the defense of that friend.
Is it also because you grew up on an island and you basically emulate your life like Lord of the Flies?
It's all probably based on white on Samoan crime.
Well, being raised in Hawaii, you go to high school and it's a survival game. Like you gotta dodge fights or get into them. Like it's up to you. Like
it's
how
not
many
like prison.
Dodge or how am I gonna fight?
This isn't like the prison yard.
High
you gotta slap
kind
and
of like
black. Don't show weakness.
You gotta go there. And this is a completely different topic. But being a white guy, a white kid. In Hawaii, there's a lot of racism out there. All the Hawaiians and the Polynesians, they call you Haole. Not all of them. There are some beautiful Hawaiian and Polynesian people out there, but a lot of them, they don't like you. Like the ignorant ones, they're basically the Hawaiian version of a redneck. They don't like you because you're white.
Yeah.
So they'll come up like, man, I was sitting in high school once, and like some guy just turned around in his chair and punched me in the face. You know, and then just went back to... watching the teacher, you know, and nobody said, and I'm just fucking sitting there like, just got punched in the face. And that's just, that
so
was
you got
of,
punched in the face at a young age.
That was part of high school, man.
29 years old, never been punched in the face.
So, I mean,
you've
I don't
never
know.
Been punched in the
I
face.
I trust you with my life.
Well,
this is not turning into a thing where someone, one of you, is going to punch
you're
me.
You're 29 in the face. Years old and you've never been punched in the face.
Nope.
Yeah. You've never been punched in the face?
Let's hear from the audience. Raise your hand if you want to get Scott punched in the face.
Right now, there is no audience.
Well, the audience is us.
And I'm raising my hand.
Yeah.
And
Three hands are up.
I mean, I can't
believe you've never been punched in the face.
I'm not a confrontational person.
I know, but
I do,
other people are.
No, I know. Zach can attest to this. The beginning years of our friendship, anytime there's a confrontation, I don't give a shit about bravado. And when it comes to like puffing my chest out, like if someone, you know, steps up to me in a bar, I don't give a fuck if it makes me look like a pussy. To say like, oh, whatever, dude. Like, I'm wrong. Sorry, I bumped into you.
It's a smart choice.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, as far as like reputation, whatever people fight about. I don't know. I'm not a fighter.
Neither do I. I don't care.
I completely get that. But at the same time, you have to defend yourself.
It's never gotten to that point.
But where does that
that's
stop?
Weird.
That stops until someone actually physically tries to hurt me or someone that I care about.
Yeah.
Right. So, for example,
it's a last resort.
With someone that's about to get punched, like someone's getting fucking manhandled, like one of your friends, what do you do?
Oh, then yeah, no, I mean, I would definitely stop my friend from being hurt. I'm a pacifist in the sense where if someone, I've been threatened with a gun. I've had someone come up to me and say, I'm going to shoot you in the stomach right here.
You were with me one sec. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't remember that. But I was 16. Some dude did that to me. And I was like, okay. I think maybe that set the standard for where, you know.
You think everyone's got a gun?
I don't think everyone has a gun, but maybe it's more of just like, I don't really care.
I have a knife.
If someone's calling me names, it's like, it's words really. The adage is true with me. Words, sticks and stones can break the bones, but words can never hurt me.
And on that level, I completely agree with you. In the sense that, like...
So just throw sticks and stones at him?
Well, what if it's not words?
Oh, well, no, I'll defend myself, but I'm saying...
Yeah, but you'll defend yourself
with words?
No, if someone is, like, physically... Like, no one's actually gotten to the physical part.
Nobody's ever pushed you or...
Well, people have pushed me, but I can hold myself
back. I think the way
back.
You've reacted has been favorable to where it hasn't got to that point.
That's what
like
I mean.
If you
yeah.
reacted
it's
partially,
more, I
can, it would have gotten to that point.
That's what I mean. I can keep a cool head in situations like
you
that.
You two fuckers can't.
And it's never...
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
I've
that's
kept myself
true.
Back several times. That's, at least three.
At least three out of what, 95?
No. I can keep myself back. It's just, I'm telling you, it's a switch. It's like, I know what a fight is, and I know... At a certain point, I'm just going to switch, and it's going to be like, that's it. Like, that you said enough bullshit.
So, okay.
And what's
so,
the switching point? The switching point
exactly.
is normally
when
Jameson,
your switch
no
might
ice.
Be your switch might be fucking nipple level. My switch is, like, ankle level. So...
Was ankle is like, towards the floor?
Yeah, what
towards
are we
the
working
floor.
On?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just talking
ankle,
about...
Yeah,
I'm
pretty
trying,
short,
to, give a, trying
working,
to give a picture of, like, the
oh,
height.
So it's easier to get to the switch.
It's easier to get to the switch when it's
I thought
Carl
was only up to your ankles. Kablammo!
Okay.
Kidding. Zach's too tall.
No,
Carl's too short.
Normally
I'm just
the switch
right.
happens when, like, at least normally the switch happens with me when someone starts, when someone either throws a punch or someone
exactly.
starts walking towards
I've
me.
Never been in a situation where punches have been thrown and there's no other option. I guess
yeah.
for me, I've never been in a fight because there's always another option. If there were no other options, if someone's coming at me and swinging or coming at a friend and swinging, then... I will do something. Like I've tackled somebody
then
before.
Then you'll punch a bitch in the face.
I will punch a bitch in the fucking tits. I'm not afraid.
I know
well, see, the thing
I've
is about that with the both of you is that you're both, you know, you're both tall guys.
That's probably part of it, too, is that, you know,
yeah,
larger
like
than average. And
you're a scrapper, though. That's what I love about you.
No, I think the thing is a lot more people will think twice when looking at
yes,
you.
Yes, I agree
saying
with that.
Something or doing something where it's not the same case with me. So I get fucked with more, which means my switch is a little bit...
Although when I was about 22, sure. I did tell a guy I was going to stab him in the heart with my dick if he... If he kept fucking with my sister, because my sister had like a stalker type situation.
That's pretty gay.
Did you? Yeah, that's kind
of
gay.
It came out of my mouth, and it sounded right at the time.
Just came naturally. I love it.
Is that kind of like the tough talk thing?
I've got a real sharp
when two guys get together and do the tough talk, it just turns into like pseudo-gay.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, I'm gonna fuck your mouth! I'm gonna fuck your mouth like a pussy! I'm gonna bend you over like a fucking mouth! I'm gonna split my sweet dick in your fine,
tight, smooth, velvety little ass. And I'm going to cover you from behind. I'm going to whisper in your ear. You like my dick? You like that? Fucker, fuck you.
You do donkey kicks? You do donkey kicks? You guys
decide.
I'm going to find out if I can stick my dick in your ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to kiss you till February.
Yeah, that's the whole tough talk thing. But I think, yeah, you guys are bigger dudes. You're what, like
that's
six, about, what?
6'2",
it,
Zach,
it is a mental
four,
thing. If you want to take on a taller guy, it's like it's a mental commitment. And most people aren't really willing to make that. But some people get stupid sometimes. And none of us are condoning fighting.
I'm saying go for it.
What's impressive about it?
What's impressive about it? I think.
But do you think a girl goes, "Oh wow, you really got in that street fight. I really want to fuck you even more."
I think on a very visceral
level.
Two. I think on a very visceral level, yes.
Maybe when we're like 19 and 20, but we're fucking. You guys want to push in 30?
Yeah, but do they want the guy that actually gets in the fight, or do they want the guy that you know?
Well, it depends, I guess, how strong the guy's coming at you. If it can be avoided, I think they want the guy to be avoided.
I think if you're the dick starting the fight, then the girl's like, but if you the guy starts some shit with you and you tell him to go fuck himself and then you lay one into him, I think you're going to get a blowjob that night from the girl that you're with. If you start the fight, she's going to just fucking leave.
Can you guys, but if there's an ample opportunity to avoid the fight or fight, I feel like you guys would choose to fight.
Yeah.
See, why? But if you can still avoid it, wouldn't you try to do every measure to avoid it?
Well, now you're talking about if I'm with a girl at the time. So that's a completely different thing. If I'm with a girl at the time and there's one dude talking some shit to me or the girl, yeah, I'm going to fucking kick his ass. I'm not going to start it. He starts saying some shit. I'm like, hey, man, like, be respectful.
You're going to do that. You're going to say, hey, man, be respectful.
Yeah, there's a switch. Like, I'm telling you, I get to a point, and then when I hit that point, but if there's two guys... No, I'll walk away like a bitch because I'm worried about the girl and what's going to happen to her if I get incapacitated.
There's always a second option that I've found anyway. Like in my history with fighting, I always wait until the guy is like so convinced that he wants to fight me that he's going to actually like throw something at me, and then cool, we're fighting. And then you have to make that mental decision. Okay, you have to like. You gotta get your dukes up. You gotta assume the position. You gotta bob and weave. You gotta outsmart him. You gotta outmove him. You gotta get behind him. You gotta get him in a chokehold, and you gotta pacify the situation. I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But you're like, dude, you'll give him a fucking black eye. You'll pop him a couple, and then I don't know. I always choose to get him in a.
Well,
take him to the hospital.
You have another option that I don't have. It's like the same thing as like a lot of people haven't been in a fight. A lot of people have been in a pit. A lot of people have been in a pit at a concert. The guy that you like, it looks like me. And the guy that looks like you, you kind of give him a wide berth. So a guy that's talking shit is more likely to put his hands on me first and sooner than he would put hands on you or put hands on Scott.
No, I definitely give you that.
Case in point with Dylan. Dylan and I were like 21, 22, living in Westwood, California. College town, we're at a college bar, and I was with my friend, our friend Dan, who's in the Navy. He's older than us, and we're hanging out. And
fucking love Dan.
We went to go get some hot dogs after the bar closed, right? And Dylan and our friend Steve were still in the bar, and we're at the corner waiting across the street, and we see them laughing, coming out. It's like, ah, like, whatever. I'm like, all right, that was weird. And then I see, like, 5-6 dudes that are all like 6'4 and above come walking over, and a girl points over to where we are. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what's this? The guys come over, and they're like, what the fuck, man? Apparently something happened. I guess,
Steve grabbed her ass. It was
Steve
not
grabbed
me.
Grabbed her ass. Wow, you're already defending yourself.
I know, it wasn't me. Because that's what people think. It was not me. I saw Steve do it,
somebody
and I was just like...
said something to somebody. She had a boyfriend, and her boyfriend was on the fucking water polo team. Along with the
they sharpen
fucking,
their toenails.
They do. With his fucking water polo buddies. I don't know if you guys, listeners at home, water polo guys are fairly fit and fairly tall.
Yeah.
At least like 6'4".
And their reach is very long.
And their toes are very sharp.
So they come coming over, like, what the fuck, guys? Like, blah, 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 right? And, you know, Dylan is, like, trying to talk to them. And Steve's trying to talk, like, hey, man, like, hey, we're just having a good time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm standing there. Fucking still as a stone and silent as a fucking grave.
But you're staring them down. You were staring them down.
Well, because
you weren't helping the situation.
Because, no, here's the thing. I was standing there because you were drunk and fucking Steve was way drunk.
And I was a little bit tipsy, but I knew
that... You were smashed!
I knew that Steve and you had never been in a fucking fight.
And I'm gonna teach them a lesson.
You mean a you dog? I...
I knew... No,
put audience on this
one. We weren't after you dog yet. So I was...
I was eating one.
Are we gonna fight?
I knew that they had never been in a fight, so I'm just watching out. I kind of put my cell phone, I handed it to Dan, kind of got the stuff out of my pockets, kind of turned my rings around, got ready... Just in case something.
The situation was
like Mr. T about to get into a boxing.
The situation was
some girl.
It was 90. No,
it
was. Would you let me tell the story?
No, it was 90%. No, it was
not even fucking
done. It was 90%. 90% dissolved.
No, no,
and then he's just over my shoulder. The guy goes, "What's this fucking guy staring at?"
No, no, no. I'm standing there.
That's what happened, man.
Silent as a grave, just watching shit. Right?
No, no, don't stop.
And then fucking the big guy whose girlfriend got her ass grabbed by either Dylan or Steve, fucking looks over at me.
It was Dylan.
And he's like, "What are you looking at?" And I'm like, "Nothing." I said, "Nothing." And he looks at me, and I had an eyebrow ring at the time, and he says to me, "Yeah, well, how about I knock that fag eyebrow ring out of your fucking eyebrow?"
Well, you did have a fag eyebrow ring in
it. Yeah, I did have a fag eyebrow ring. And I looked him square in the eye, and I said, "I'd like to see you fucking try." Because,
and I was just like...
Because I wasn't involved in this shit at all. I was standing there making sure that my friends didn't get hurt, and then he decides to pick on not the two guys, not the three fucking dudes that are like 6 feet tall. He looks at the smallest fucking guy after he knows he's not going to be doing anything, and he looks at the smallest guy just to have some sense of manliness,
yeah,
to say that he, in front of his girl, that he punk some dude,
yeah,
he picks on me.
I don't
says,
think
I'm
that's...
I'm gonna fucking knock that fag out.
Well, you were talking shit to him.
I didn't say a word. I did not say a word.
He was just staring.
I was just fucking standing there.
Staring can be...
When we're I'm dissolving, he's staring over my shoulder.
Yes.
I can feel his stare over my shoulder.
I'm looking at
the being
guy.
Dissolved, and he's
I'm
staring.
I'm looking at the big, tall fucking dude. And
he's looking up like this. I was like, don't mind him. It's cool, man. I'm sorry, Steve. He's wasted.
And then there was a whole bunch of like... And they kind of broke us up. I'm like, all right, yeah, fuck you. Like,
that's
whatever.
Such a distorted view.
We went across the street to the hot dog place, and I'm in line ordering a hot dog. And then I see the five guys outside with you guys again, and I'm like, ah, shit, they're coming back for more. So Steve's girlfriend, Joey, was there. I gave her my money. I'm like, hey, just fucking stay in here. I go outside, and I see you guys doing like, hey, man, no, it's cool. It's like, whatever, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
all
it's
right.
Cool, man, but fuck that.
No,
fight. Crisis
thing.
Aversion.
This is what I'm saying, you tall fuck. This is what happens to small guys. They did the whole thing. No, we're cool. Yeah, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. So I fucking turn my head to fucking walk back in to get my goddamn hot dog, and a fist just comes flying by my fucking nose. Same guy that told me he was going to knock the shit out.
Same
guy
that, shook hands,
that
with Dylan.
Shook hands with 6 foot fucking Dylan decides to throw a sucker punch at 5 foot nine Carlo. Because I'm the smaller fucking guy.
You were saying some shit to him, though.
I did not say a fucking
That's
word.
That's not true.
You know when I said a word? When I was in the middle of the street fucking fighting
in the
this
gaily
guy.
Going like this.
Cars stopped like we were in the middle of fucking Lionheart. Like fucking, like headlights on us.
Lionheart!
I had
two dogs on there.
Toe to toe. Yeah, this fucker who grabbed the ass.
I didn't grab the ass.
Okay, you or Steve grabbed the ass. Whatever.
I might have grabbed it with Steve.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, you put his hand under your hand and fucking grabbed
it. I want to feel it with him.
Here's the point.
I didn't do shit. And I was the one who's fighting a fucking 6 foot five water polo player angry that his girlfriend got her ass grabbed in the middle of the street.
Cool was the guy that did it.
I was cool. I was like, I got away with grabbing ass. And he's like, cool, dude. Later.
Fucking
that's pretty awesome.
With the eyebrow ring.
Yeah, I said you would kick that guy's fag ass out of principle.
Hey, you know, it's cool, eyebrow guy.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Get out of here, you fuck.
That's the thing. That's why it's different. My switch is different than your guys' switches.
No,
because
I get that.
I get fucked with. I'm the one who has to be in the middle of the street fucking... His arms were as long as my fucking body.
dare I bring up the sneaker pimp incident at Vegas? And can you, do you have a, what's your distorted view of that story?
Yeah,
is what I want to
remember.
Those, I was a saint and I was not on the table.
No.
And Nikki Benz's porn fucking
studio. Okay. I was exactly what happened at the party. We were at a porn party in Las Vegas for a porn convention.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
BODS does shit like that.
Got us a table.
No, it was an adult video news
party.
Yeah, AVN
convention.
Nikki Benz and Puma
Sweat. Nikki Benz, Puma Sweat.
Come on the show. We love you, ladies. All love. All love.
And we got a table from our friend Pierre. He got us a bottle service, and it was fucking cool. So I'm sitting at the table.
I don't remember bottle service.
Yeah, he got us fucking bottle service.
I never went up to the table.
Well, there you go.
You have your own story.
Well, you should
have.
So I've got my own story.
Drink, and then I went and danced for a little bit, and then I went back to the table, and there's these two fucking porn stars sitting there where I was sitting. So I put my foot over the table, sat right in the middle of them, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing here? And I'm like, this is my table. Like, what are you doing?
It was really their table.
Yeah,
it's their party.
No. That was the table that he got for Steve and us. That was our table.
It was wherever they wanted to sit. It was their party we were at.
I don't give a fuck, because I was sitting
exactly
there. And I said them, they're like, I'm Carlo, who the fuck are you? They're like, this is our party. I'm like, okay, well, this is my table. And I just took the drink, or the bottle, and I fucking kept on doing it, and, like, pouring my shit in. And they called a bouncer over to come and get me out. I'm like, this is my fucking table, man.
And
like,
he threw them out, right?
You set me down here, man. Like,
oh, no, he took your side?
Yeah, exactly. So these two fucking cum dumpsters are sitting next to me, and they call the fucking bouncer over, who sat me at the table, and say, hey, man, this is your table, Pierre? This is your table? Yeah, okay, this is your table. He's like, they're like, get this guy the fuck out of here. And I was like, you know what? I don't like having bouncers put their hands on me. So I instead choose to leave of my own accord. So I step back over the table.
Such bullshit.
I pick up the bottle, and I pour the rest of it into my glass.
This is a new version of the story.
No.
I have never heard this much detail.
I pour the rest of it in my glass, because I know I'm getting kicked out of the fucking VIP area. Like, I'm about to get kicked out because of these two bitches.
You're getting kicked out.
And I just looked at them, and I took a sip, and I was like, you're both fucking whores.
You know you were standing on the table when you said that. And you looked down at them and you're like, both of you are fucking whores. And they're on the fucking invitation. Their pictures are everywhere. And I was like, this is both of their parties.
Well, it's bullshit. Because fuck them. What do they do for a living? They get fucked by black guys in all holes. That's
and
what
they get
do
paid
for
it.
Yeah. Well, but that's also the reason why there was a party for them.
Yeah, but that wasn't their table. That was my table. Anyways.
It's my table.
So, I told them they were both fucking whores, and I fucking walked out, and I went downstairs, and I was at the bar after I finished the drink that I poured for myself. And then this girl comes up to me, and she's like, hey, were you just upstairs? I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Like, kind of, like, leaned in. And then I get sucker punched by one of those two fucking bitches sneaker pimps from upstairs. Fucking sucker punches me, lays me out, and I'm fucking on the ground like, oh, and he runs. He fucking runs. That's how much of a bitch this guy is. Like, he fucking runs. Like,
oh, I love this.
It's me in like a striped shirt and a fucking scarf with like a mohawk.
Meanwhile, I'm upstairs freaking Puma Suede and Nikki Benz. Like, just had a great time in the VIP. Where's Carlo?
Pulling your pants down, slapping
you
with the whip.
Oh, don't stop.
Yeah, my friends are upstairs. As I get fucking sucker punched by a guy who runs away.
You were in the bathroom.
Runs away!
What's that?
And then the bouncers pick me up and throw me out a side door. They throw me out of a side door.
Head first,
like fucking DJ Jazzy Jeff on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And thrown onto the lawn. Into the dumpster. And I have to walk back to the hotel room, have ice on my fucking head.
Remember I showed up at the room and you and John in there, and he's like, oh. And I was like, hey guys, how are you? He just looks so
funny. But I see that, I see that as a win, because whoever that fucking faggot is that sucker punched me in the face, he wasn't mad enough to fucking stand there, and he knew that once he did that, he had to run away.
Yeah.
Like, me looking the way that I did, he had to fucking run away.
He's probably doing a podcast right now being like, that fucking faggot, I just ran him and punched him in the face like a dude.
His eyebrow ring popped out.
He had to get some kind of fucking Schadenfreude in there and have the girl come up and distract me. He couldn't just come up sideways and knock me one. He had to get a girl to just... There was a lot of effort put into him not being found out as the guy who punched me in the face.
I think Carlo's more upset that he was deceived by this girl that came up to him. He let his guard down.
What did she say? Did she have another sentence to say, or the guy come up right after?
No, she's like, you're more mad at the girl.
You
than
that
you
guy?
Weren't
she just upstairs? Sight. I'm like, yeah, I was just upstairs. She's like, oh yeah, I thought so. And then bam, I just get kicked. That's what she was distracting me. So, oh god, I want to know what the guy looked like.
Was it a clean hit? Like, just went? Did you kind of slump
over
a little bit?
He fucking laid me out. I didn't see it coming.
Oh, let's be real. You really just want that girl's phone.
I'm not laughing yet. I just on the casino floor, just.
I was in that club.
It was Studio 54. Yeah. And he laid me the fuck out, like, because I didn't see it coming, you know?
I wish I would have been there for that.
Well, I wasn't there for that either. That's one of the many times that I've heard of Carlo being punched or slapped in the face by a man or
woman. I wasn't there because I was getting a blowjob in the women's bathroom.
Yes. Yes, I heard about that.
But my head was
over
the stall.
And then he got kicked out.
Still hasn't had an STD test, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Beat AIDS thrice.
No, I mean, I read on the internet, that if you get AIDS, you just gotta fuck it out of you.
And who do you fuck to get it out of you?
Well, in Africa, it's black chicks.
No. In Africa, it's black boys.
Black boys? That's weird.
Yeah, you gotta rub dirt in his purse.
Yeah.
But that's, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't think the fucking sneaker pimp situation would have happened to somebody that looked like you.
Well, I mean, I would have. I probably wouldn't have allowed myself to get into that situation.
Oh fuck! Go fuck.
I mean, I would have dodged it. I would have grabbed his wrist. And
how come Zach wasn't
brought
there?
Him
why
in
weren't
and,
you there?
And,
that
and
was
an
a
elbow.
Fucking amazing weekend.
I had
that
to work or something. Bad. I don't know. But I probably would have caught his wrist and elbowed him.
Caught it mid snipe looking.
Yeah.
Caught the punch mid strike.
Do you remember your first fight?
Pile driver to the face.
Do you remember your first fight that you ever got?
I do. I remember the first time I was ever punched in the face. It was the most foreign feeling in the world to me. I was maybe...
Was it by a foreign man?
6 or 7 years old when I got in my first fist
Indonesian
fight.
Boy.
And I had just seen action movies and stuff. So I thought, oh yeah, cool. Like Indiana Jones, you know, like I'm going to punch you in the face and then I'm going to win. And then I'm going to go I'm going to put my whip on a pond frond and swing away. You know? I grew up in Hawaii. But
that's fucking amazing that you just said that.
Yeah. Anyway, so
who the fuck knew?
It was there were some kids hanging around our block and we somehow as fucking 6 year olds thought like, hey, we're gonna go run them off our block. So we run up to these kids who were probably a couple years older than us, and I'm like, hey, you guys get out of here. And then like one of them jumps off their bike and he probably knew what a fight was at this point. And I'm like running up like, yeah, you know, like.
So you're six. Where are your parents?
And you got punched in the face by a 12 year old.
Yeah. So I run up and I'm like, yeah, get out of here. And then like I hear someone behind me yelling like, hit him, Zach. And I'm like, yeah, fucking. So I kind of like suck him in the gut one time real quick. And then he just kind of looks at me. He's like, oh, all right. Bam, just fucking combos my face. I'm just like fucking catching fist after fist. I've never been punched in the face before. And it just felt so alien. To be hit in the face.
It feels alien, and it feels like, oh, fuck, what's going on? But then there's this surge of something that happens in you.
At six, well, the surge that actually came out of me at that point is I just... just got all quiver lips and started crying.
But then, like, it kind of changes you after that. Like, you realize that you can...
You realize, oh, okay, so this is violence.
This is violence.
This is what violence is.
And I can either be on this end of it, or I can be on this end.
Yeah, I can either receive punches, or I can, give punches. And I can learn how to take one.
Right.
Anyway. But after that, fuck, I got in all kinds of fights in school. But I've learned to be a pacifist, and I prefer it that way. If someone is so mad that they want to come at you, hit you in the face, then let them go ahead and try that. And then you defend yourself accordingly. But if someone just wants to come up and say, hey, you know what, you're a dick. Okay, I'm a dick. Then what?
Well, I don't think in my whole history I've ever just walked up to somebody and said, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, I don't think we're those guys, but those guys exist.
I'm going to kick your ass.
My dad always told me, the earliest thing I remember my dad saying to me when
Before you make that point real quick, we're going to get some technical
difficulties.
And restart real quick. So we'll be right back.
Hi, and we're back. And technical difficulties fixed.
And we're back!
And we're back! Thank you, Carlo, on the main stage.
Well,
what is your point?
We're going to splice it. So
then...
Splice the movie?
Anyway, so you were saying...
Carlo, what were you saying? No.
Well, as my dad was always... Like, the earliest thing I can remember my dad saying to me was the thing of, don't start a fight, but you got to finish it. Like, that sticks in my head. Like, that's the...
I
must have been like four.
Don't start a fight unless you can finish it, or don't start a fight but finish it.
Don't
We're
going
to have to change
fight,
the name of this podcast to
you
the
You don't start fights, but you finish them.
Okay. Then.
So not don't start a fight unless you can finish it.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
If I'm ever going to get in a fight, that's exactly what What if you lose? That would be the mantra that I would... Well, I mean, but the, I mean, if you don't think you can finish it, or you mean anything you can... Well, I don't know.
I feel like everybody thinks that they can finish it, but what if they fucking get their ass punched?
That's why everybody needs to... That goes back to my original point. That's why everybody needs to be in a fight at least one time in life, so they know what it entails to do something like that.
Yeah, but at the same time,
I think if that happened, do you know how many less people would be fucking assholes on the road? And how less people would be fucking inconsiderate when it comes to
be less
any kind of interaction that you have? Any kind of guy that says, yeah, go fuck yourself.
The only reason you're saying that is because you live in Hollywood where everyone...
No, that's everywhere. I've been around this country and I've been in other parts of the world, and there's people that... The people that get it, the people that you can see, they're like, okay, this guy's... I'm courteous as fuck when I go out to dinner. I'm a really nice guy. I'm nice to the waiter, even if I'm having bad service. Unless they get to a point where they're just being rude, then that's something else. Then I'll just tell them, bring me your manager, whatever. But just to be rude to somebody for no fucking reason is usually done by people that haven't been in an altercation. Because they think that I'm in a society where we don't fight anymore. And it's all words.
And I can just say whatever the fuck I want, and you're not going to do anything.
I can flick you off in my mirror... After I just cut you off, and you're not going to come out and get out of your car and punch my fucking
But you flip people off all the time.
That's because I know what I... They piss me off to the point where I'm like, fuck you. And I know if they come up, that there's a risk of them coming up and doing something to me. And I'm willing to take that risk because I know what I...
What if they have a... That's ridiculous. What if they have a gun and they come up with a gun and they shoot you in the head?
All right. Well, that is a very...
That's it? And you're willing to take that risk to end your life?
Yeah
fuck it.
No, but that's not going to happen. That's not.
What do you mean? That happens all the time.
How all the time? You know how big this country is?
I didn't want to see 30 anyway.
You know how big this country is? Go on, fuck. Yeah, Google it, man. There's always a video of shit like that happening.
Always a video on YouTube.
There is.
That shit happens. Dude, I got friends that are police officers. That shit happens all the time.
I dated a girl that had that attitude.
Well, you know, actually.
Are you kidding me?
In Dylan's defense, I'm sure it does happen all the time.
It happened. It happens.
But percentage wise. But I mean, there's 350 million people in this country.
Yeah.
Shit happens every second of every day.
Who's
talking?
We're all talking.
Are you fucking... Sit the fuck down.
What are you talking about? It's okay.
And everyone's fucking talking.
This shit happens, man. It happens, and it's not worth... Even though it's a low percentage, it's not worth being like that, in my opinion. It's not worth being the one.
What are you doing?
You could be... Like, I don't want to see you do that.
Fuck, this is bullshit. Get the fuck back in here.
It's okay, hold on. We'll just finish this and we'll wrap it up. I don't want to see... Hold on. Okay. Now it's just us two.
Fucking finish it. Don't sit out there and fucking smoke a cigarette and pout. Come the fuck back in.
The point is...
No need to yell.
The point is that I don't want to see you do that and then get shot.
Stop.
No.
No, we're gonna have to.
This is how the podcast runs. We push through the tough times.
This is part of the
show. I fucking don't even feel like you're fucking walking outside to go smoke a fucking cigarette? Okay. Like, we're just finished the fucking thing.
That's real.
I don't want to see any of you guys flip somebody off and the low percentage of some guy come up and shoot you both in the head and beating at your fucking funeral. I'd rather not take that risk.
Okay, can we solve this by I'll let both of you punch me in the face at the same time?
This thing is whoever a fucking mess
turns
right
my
now.
Head.
This
well,
is
hold
stupid.
On. Whoever turns mess. My head wins.
Hold on. Thank you for tuning in again. Sorry about the end, but this shit gets real. This shit gets real at BODS.
I'll let them both punch me in the face at the same time. If their fists meet my chin... At the same time, whoever's stronger is going to knock my head one way or
the
other.
We are
going
to film that, actually. We're going to film that. Probably not now, but we're going to film it. All right?
Well, just...
Not actually going to sign through with that.
All right.
The point is, like, no one here is condoning violence. I think Carlos, Scott, myself, even you, we all agree on the sense that, like, look, if you don't have to... You don't have to fucking... You don't have to get into a fight. But if you don't want to get in a fight,
I'd say a good alternative, just show your dick.
If someone's acting the fool, then defend yourself as necessary. But any of you that are out there that haven't been in a fight, go get in one. Go get in a fight.
I agree. I think everybody should at least one time.
This is Fight Club. Okay?
As much as Fight Club as that sounds right now, society is an agreement amongst people that we're going to do things in a certain way. And when shit goes bad, that agreement fucking ends. And when that agreement ends, you should be able to know whether you can fucking handle yourself when there are no fucking rules, when it is just you and another person and the things you have and the things that they have.
But there are rules, and we do live in a society, and you
have to follow that. That can change at any time.
But if somebody cuts you off, you shouldn't have speed after them to flip them off. And then escalated to possibly being somebody being killed, even though it's a small percentage.
It's a small percentage.
Well, it's still a risk, and it's still like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but...
I wouldn't do that. At the small chance of that actually happening, which it does happen.
As much as we as a society want to think...
You have that luxury because we live in a society where there is none of that anymore.
Well, why
we
would
you... We
do
have
you want it to be like that?
Being a pacifist.
Do you want a society like
no, that's
that?
Not being a pacifist. That's just common sense.
No.
Why? Do you want to live in a society where there's barbaric rules and just like...
Yes.
No
we're talking Road Warrior!
Yeah, I mean, you want to live in like Mad Max times. Like, you're apocalyptic fucking like... Why do you want to do that?
That's an honest way of living.
Oh,
right?
Bullshit,
man.
Oh, come the fuck on. That's an
honest
way
of living.
You're worrying about your survival and the survival of the people that you love and care about. You're worrying about the food that you need to get and a fire you need to make.
So right now,
so
that's an honest way.
I don't have to worry about taxes. I don't have to worry about doing some bullshit that I don't want to do.
Let me get that iPhone from you. You're not going to need that. Oh, wait, no, hold on. I do want to live in society.
Not even that long ago.
You don't believe,
wow.
I do believe that.
I can't believe you fucking believe it, because that just changes the whole thing of what we just talked about.
You can believe that, so that means that right now you're not living honestly?
No, I'm not.
Why?
Because I don't want to be doing the things that I'm doing.
You want no laws, no rules.
No, there's a law that will always exist if there's
but
a society.
Kind
that's
of,
the law of don't steal, don't kill, don't.
So you want to steal and kill?
No. What I'm saying is,
well,
that's all we need.
I mean, are we talking 2012 or are we talking 1994?
We built up thousands of years of societies to get to the point where we are right now,
right,
where we're not in touch with anything. We're not in touch with our sense of man. We're not in touch with nature. We're not in touch with fucking anything right now.
We've legislated our way out.
We're in
of
touch
our
with the cloud.
I don't think
it's that extreme. Come on,
it,
you can be in touch with
like,
you can be in touch with those
it,
things
dude,
with the society.
I think I'm in touch with
if
a lot of
things. If there's
someone
that like, doesn't like me and I just kind of touch them somewhere, like, hey man, how you doing? Like, pat them on the back, they could take that to court and sue
you know,
for
oh, who gives a shit? That's dumb. You can't
that's
fucking
so
live
that
like
exists.
That, though.
It exists,
but that shit, you cannot live your life like that. Come on.
Yeah.
You cannot live your life like that. Well, some people do, but you can't live your life like that.
John's in touch with nature, in touch with everything, and he lives in society.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
what's
and then he's
that?
Also the guy that wants to fucking fight me in a loading dock because he got a little bit too tipsy and he wants to feel something. He's the fucking pacifist hippie
that
who fucking
happen.
Works for a corporation, has a great job, and he just wants to go out into nature and camp and be at one with something, or take me into a fucking loading dock and throw some fucking fists because
that was
he wants
early,
to
late
feel
night.
Like he's a fucking human being.
You
he wants to feel like
can,
a fucking man and a human.
You can feel like a human being without fighting something.
I don't think you know what it is to be a human being unless you've been in a fight.
How about that's you true? just fight yourself, a.k.a.
masturbate?
And tense masturbation.
All right, we're wrapping it up. Thanks, guys.
I've got a sore on the underneath of my cock.
We're wrapping it up, and that's will be for another
fight
episode.
Fight your pastor.
Fight your pastor, I guess. Zachism number two, fight your pastor.
Fight,
all
your,
right?
pastor. What is
fight
your father.
Fight your father.
Fight your father.
If you can find him, fight him.
Do you think you could fight your father?
Take care, guys.
Fight your
signing
father?
Off.